Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Yo, 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 happy Saturday, champion, and it really is Saturday, August 6, 2016. I told you last night, 5:37 p.m., recorded a podcast, had to actually flee from the dinner table. That's how excited I was to share that message with you, the week in review, what it feels like to do what it is that you love to do. What are you doing today? Where does this podcast find you? Whether you end up listening to it actually on Saturday, maybe it finds you on a Monday, a Friday. What are you doing this morning? What are you waking up? How's your day starting? You know, one of the things that really had a profound impact, at least on my success, and I know it will have a profound impact on yours as well, how you begin your day. How do you start your day? Most people, oh, it's Monday, Tuesday. You know the drill, right? Other people, I'm not saying, look, I'm 48 years old. The bones don't feel like they did when I was 28 years old. However, let me tell you something, man. I can kick the ass of a lot of 28-year-olds. Not that I would ever do it. A lot of 28-year-old guys. So I step up, man. Get in line. I'm heading to the gym later on today, going to the mall with the family this morning. And here's what I did. Had two burgers, a 40-ounce spinach smoothie, and a huge bowl of brown rice. For breakfast. 7 a.m. You're weird. Oh, I know. Look, if that's your point, look, guilty as charged. I mean, abnormal, above normal, the salmon swimming up the stream. People travel from all around the world to go to Idaho and Alaska, not to watch dead fish going with the flow. They want to watch the salmon swimming upstream. That's what you got to do. The reason I had two burgers, a 40-ounce spinach smoothie, and a bowl of brown rice this morning is because this is a heavy lift day for me. I did, thank God it's over. And seriously, I am saying that. 3 days of cardio, morning wind sprints. Here's my routine. You want to burn a lot of fat? Yes or yes? You want to burn a lot of fat? Yes, I do, Sam. Here's what you do. Forget the 90-minute 8-mile run, okay? Get out of bed or whenever you can do it, preferably in the morning because you'll burn so much more fat on an empty stomach. Get out of bed, get your favorite running wear on, and go outside. If you have to go to the gym, if the weather's bad, then go to the gym, but preferably outside, and get a light walk working, then a fast walk, and then start your little morning jog. And then about 5 to 7 minutes in, you're going to start your first 15-second sprint. And I mean, it's being chased by a grizzly bear. Thank you, by the way. I forget the Instagram direct message yesterday. By the way, I just discovered Instagram direct messaging. Loser. I know. Didn't know it was there. Now I know. I knew it was there. I just didn't know how people were instant messaging me. The young lady who sent me the photo of motivation, a guy on a bike being chased by a grizzly bear. That's how I do my sprints. As if I'm being chased by a grizzly bear. It gets the adrenaline pumping to a level never seen before, and you want to shred the fat, baby. It's like taking all the pounds of fat, throwing it in a huge bonfire and waving, bye-bye, fat, bye-bye, fat. You want to say bye-bye to all your fat? Throw it in the bonfire, baby. Get chased by the grizzly bear. Get in that mental space. For 15 seconds, run as fast as your freaking legs can carry you. And then stop. Slow it down to a light jog. Or you can even walk. I walk because I run. I was at the bike path yesterday here in Loveland. Funny story. Okay, this didn't happen yesterday, but it happened a few months ago, and it happens more often than not. When I do these crazy wind sprints with my mandana on, I get a little out of control. I got the music pumping. I can't hear anything going on. Just my ears, man. I got the iPhone. I got the wrist armband going. just jacking me up. And when my 15 seconds comes, man, and I'm running like I'm being chased by a grizzly bear, people look at me like I'm the serial killer that just got dropped off the spaceship right downtown, all right? Lady, a few months ago, has one of those little mirrors on her bicycle, because it's a big biking community where I'm at. I don't even own a bike. But anyway, it's a big biking community. And this older lady was maybe in her 70s or so, was just enjoying a leisurely bike ride on the path, got the helmet on, might even have had the ring, ring bell on the front with the basket. Who knows, right? Just enjoy leisurely bike ride. I am just doing a light jog with the bandana, but she didn't know that I was counting down 10, 9, 8 while I was getting geared up mentally for my 15-minute being chased by a grizzly bear sprint. 7, 6, 5, and man, I just, the endorphins are flowing, man. I'm, the legs, the blood's pumping. And she passes me, ring, ring, the little bell with the basket. And she's about, I don't know, 20 yards ahead of me by the time it gets to 4, 3, 2, 1, and it shot out of a cannon, man. And I took off running like the grizzly bear was right on my heels. And this lady caught me in the rearview mirror running as fast as I could right after her. She starts pedaling faster. I'm running faster. She's pedaling faster. I'm running faster. I'm completely zoned out to the fact that I could be giving this lady, this poor lady, a full-blown coronary on her bicycle on a leisurely Saturday morning, just wants to get out and ride her bike. And I'm just, and oh, man. I caught her and passed her, and then I slowed down. She almost went off the path, and I felt like I should apologize, but then I'm like, oh, that'd be too weird, too. It's already really awkward right now. For her, kind of. Not me. Look, I get these looks all the time. That's what it's like to burn the fat, and that's what I'm doing this morning. But I'm going to the gym, and I'm going to do heavy lifting, focusing just on my chest. And when I'm at the mall today, see, this is, guys, this is what we do. This is what you do, I do. This is what elite, I'm not even saying elite athletes. I just mean elite dreamers do. You want to be like everybody else? Then don't dream. You want to be like everybody else? Then wake up and have your freaking Fruit Loops or whatever crap people put inside. Go have the coffee. Can I have a double half cap with the cappuccino and the, can I get the whipped cream on top with the caramel swirl and load it up? And by the way, can you put some Oreo cookies on there? And maybe we can get some more crap on top of there. Why don't we get some gummy bears in our coffee? Now, let me have a double half cappuccino with the Fruit Loops and the gummy bears and the whipped cream and the syrup and load it all that crap on top, and I'll go home and change into my old sweatpants from 1975 with the elastic band out, and I'll just lay there on the couch watching Kardashians all day, because, and then I'll complain and my health insurance premiums will go up, but that's okay because somebody else will pay for them because I'll be too fat to get going to work and do anything. That's not you. That's not you. No, 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 no. You're going to envision your best body of your life. That's what I'll be doing at the mall today. Oh, I'll be with the family physically, mentally. I'll be envisioning just focusing on my chest and my abs and getting so freaking shredded, putting the fat in the bonfire, you know? And that's what I'll be. I'll just be, oh my God, I can't even wait. Like, I can't even wait to lie down on the bench, grab the barbell, and just start going crazy, man. And it just going nuts. And then doing 200 push-ups, doing push-ups in between doing chest exercise. And, oh, yeah, the legs are getting the workout, the quads, the hamstrings, the calves. Everything gets it today, baby, everything. Because I had to pay the price for 3 days of cardio in the morning. You better bet your booty that I'm getting in that gym. And, oh, I'm eating like a king, and then I'm shutting it down at 4 o'clock. I'm loading up on all the food I eat until uncomfortable fullness. That's what I'll be eating like today. And at 4 o'clock, I'm shutting it down. I'll be having a smoothie around 7. That's it. I tell you all of this because this is what my Saturday looks like. I'm jacked up, man. What's the clock say? 8:45 a.m. on a Saturday morning. When every day Saturday, you don't got to wake up and just read the paper, take it easy with the baseball hat unshaven. Because every day's like this. You don't want to even waste a day. I don't want to waste a minute. You know my favorite book, right? Chasing Daylight. Read Chasing Daylight and Man's Search for Meaning. The two best books you'll ever read about how short life is and how you need to squeeze the last bit of toothpaste out of the tube. Man's Search for Meaning and Chasing Daylight. If you haven't read them, pick them up on Amazon. Read them. Get perspective and purpose and passion back into your life. Me, I'm going to the mall. You know, I'll be walking through Macy's, pushing the baby stroller, all that. Yeah, how you doing? Nice to see you. Later on today, baby. Watch out. And then tomorrow, back to wind sprints, chased by the grizzly bear. Love it, man. That's what life's about. Be crazy. Be unusual. Be abnormal. Get excited. Don't be like everybody else. Don't be a dead fish just going with the flow. Good Lord, I'm out of breath. I love you. I love your dream. I love everything about what you're going to do today. And I love the fact you have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.